Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It is a great day to console each other and surround ourselves with soothing music on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We get together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. What a week, right? You doing okay? Heavy hearts, for sure, for all the people involved in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Israelis, Palestinians, Americans held hostage, people being killed. Images that are so frightening, we can't unsee them, so we might want to restrict our viewing habits. But lots to talk about, lots to take in, and we'll soothe our soul, rev us up, too, with great music, as that always helps us. So I'm happy you're here with us, if you're listening live. It is Friday, October 13th. Yes, so the superstitious air is floating around us as well. I call it a lucky day. How about you? It's 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop the chat box available should you find yourself taking along for the live ride. And Twitter, still they're not charging us, so it's 24/7 proposition at AV Rights. Twitter X feed, I should say. All being held by the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile, Music Books Podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Old Navy, time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Dunkin', America runs in Dunkin', their fall favorites are back. Indulge in the pumpkin spice latte and other goodies. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust round tables. So, I don't know about you, but you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Happy belated birthday to the Heartland troubadour John Mellencamp. 72 candles in his cake as we open up things and welcome you aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Talking to the fans, playing just what he had on his mind. time to find you now. While your walls are burning and your towers are turning, I'm gonna leave you here and try to get down to the sea. But the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water. Sister, will you soothe my fever? There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky.
to hold on. Gotta hold on. You gotta hold
down upon the killing fields like rain. Left a million families in pain. Now they gather at the great black wall, and a million tears of anger fall, remembering when their sons were strong and tall. If I could write a song that could end all wars, I bet they wouldn't listen. If I could write a song that could bring about peace, I bet they wouldn't listen. Don't you know they're still there teaching their children how to play with guns? Oh. Behind. Twice as angry and twice as blind. Another line in the anthem for the unkind. But if I could write a song that could end all wars, I bet they wouldn't listen. If I could write a song that could bring about peace, I bet they wouldn't listen. Sit here near me, I will tell you a story how they put a thousand heroes in the air that blaze the glory they love, wife and family they serve, God and country, till they fell upon the killing fields like rain. If I could write a song that could end all war, I bet they wouldn't listen. If I could write a song that could bring about peace, I bet they wouldn't listen. If I could write a song that could end all war, I bet they wouldn't listen. If I could write a song that could bring about peace.
Better start listening. Vinnie James on the Amy Beth Arkley Show with War Song. And hold on, the soothing, powerful sounds of Brittany Howard and Alabama Shakes. We need that now. Speaking of things that soothe, Jackson Browne, born Clyde Jackson Browne, October 9th, 75 years ago. He's been making music since he was 16, giving us oh so many gifts. That's one of his best, Rock Me on the Water. And you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything from John Mellencamp. And he celebrated his birthday earlier this week at 72. They're all getting older, but they're still doing it, which I love. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Anything, everything on your mind, feel free to weigh in. Twitter X feed is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box to weigh in. Claudia weighing in. I'm beside myself, she says. Thank you for being here. I need all the help I can get. The music, your kind words, help me. Hang in there, Claudia, and restrict your intake of the news. This is something I've learned myself. It's hard because you're riveted to it. It's sad days indeed, only getting worse, but you can't unsee certain things, especially the visual images, so restrict your intake, especially if you've got kids. Give them a chance to step away from the TV, if you know what I mean, and you can't immerse yourself 24/7, but they're doing it on cable, because that's what they do, and that much of the chagrin of you-know-who, because they're no longer following him as much, which led to an unhinged speech, another unhinged speech where he ranted and raved about Hezbollah being very smart and Bibi Netanyahu not being so bright, and denigrating him mostly because he had the audacity to praise and thank President Biden for his kind, wise words. So that's what we have as far as that goes. Danger indeed. And this country, dysfunction in the GOP, they can't find a Speaker of the House. So we'll see what happens. But music helps us, doesn't it? To soothe our souls and rev us up for the right times. And speaking of the right time, Paul Simon celebrating his birthday, 82 years today. He's been making music for decades. I guess he was born at the right time to entertain all of us. Indeed, I'm Amy Beth Arquish. Weigh in, kids.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know Good advice, I always looked up
George Harrison, a great song for his friend and mentor John Lennon, who was born October 9th, 1940, would have been 83 this past week, cut down short at 40 by an assassin's bullet. So tragic. And starting over from John Lennon, who, of course, was putting together his life again with Yoko and that new double album set just came out, double fantasy album. Oh, so tragic. Longevity wasn't the cards, though, for Paul Simon. Celebrated his 82nd birthday today, and all that great music he's created with both Art Garfunkel, his partner in arguments, and solo work, and crisscrossing all kinds of genres, born at the right time. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, oh so much great music to soothe our souls these days. Weight of the world weighing on us. Earlier this week, I spent some days waiting to hear about word from a couple of friends and their kids. One young woman was actually at that now deadly music festival. Fortunately, she and her friends did get out. Harrowing details to follow, I fear. And a young man who was not involved in the immediate carnage, studying at a school far away from it, but his parents would like to get him home ASAP. He's kind of resisting, but I think he should come because they may not be able to get him out later. This is going to get worse before it gets better. The ground offensive going on in Gaza right now, and problematic for sure. For a lot of people and a lot of reasons. But Israel has to follow the rules of war. Hamas is not using its own people, quote-unquote people, Palestinians as human shields. You know, we have to talk about the political machinations within Israel. I understand that. But now isn't the time. Now is the time for solidarity and unity. And to their credit, Israel is trying to do that with their more liberal counterparts and the more conservative, right-wing, autocratic tendencies of the Bibi Netanyahu government kind of salvage things, but there's going to be more casualties. There's never a good answer here in war. We know that. So heavy hearts indeed. Please restrict your news intake if you can and the videos that you see because you can't unsee that darn thing. Let's go around the social media horn. Twitter, AB Rice, phone line 347-857-4505. If you want to talk, please make sure you press the button that has the little hand there because that knows I'll go to the phones. Otherwise, I just think you want to listen to the show. We had a caller that just clicked off, but I will take the call when we get it if we do. We don't usually get too many calls these days. I'm a veteran from the old talk radio days, but most folks pipe in via social media, and we like it any way that works for you. Twitter X feed, PopNet chat box, Facebook page, however you want to get to us. You'll get to us, and we'll find you. PopNet chat box, Brent says, thanks for doing what you're doing. The music helps, so does your kindness and calmness. I don't know how calm I am. I'm kind of revved up myself, but I'm trying to just, you know, ease into it, and the music helps. It does help. You're right, Brent. Thank you so much for your kind words. Festus says, boy, oh boy, our government is not doing such a great job either with the GOP in Congress. They can't even get themselves a speaker, and the government is about to shut down. Are you going to address that? Well, I am going to address that because, yeah, they have to. I don't know if they'll find a speaker today or not. There is some rumblings now, and this is not going to happen, I'm sure. But there's some rumblings that people are floating Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic minority leader, as a unity candidate, if we can get a few Republicans to go along. But that's not going to happen, I don't think. They're back to Scalise dropped out because he can get enough votes. Yes. Yesterday. And now they're back to Jim Jordan, who, of course, is insurrectionist adjacent, at least, and Trump's choice. So I don't know if he can do it. Or there's some other candidates that might be more moderate. The guy that has the gavel now, temporary guy, McHenry, might be okay. Or I don't know. I'm not an expert at Republican politics and the ins and outs there, but they just can't seem to get it together. And it's kind of outrageous because our government needs to work on the funding for the Israeli package, of course, continued aid to Ukraine. And by the way, that shutdown is looming again in mid-November. So let's get it together, kids, as they say. Twitter X, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. As Clancy chimed in, Joe Biden has said, we have to be crystal clear. There is no justification for terrorism, and commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, indeed, but they have to follow the rules. And we have to swirl ourselves into some luck today. Well, superstition, huh? It's out there. Here's Stevie Wonder on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Thanks for chiming in, kids.
Why do people want to pay money to be scared? I don't know. It's a strange phenomenon. Audiences are really strange. They love to dip their toe into this cold water of fear.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Share in the excitement of a fabulous winning streak that earned him the nickname the luckiest man on earth.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a fart. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Tropical depression's gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house of double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Wrapping up our lucky Friday.
Friday the 13th set on the Amy Beth Arkley Show with Good Luck Charm for Howie. Mary Chapin Carpenter, I Feel Lucky for Claudia and Sally via the Pop Net Chatbox. Thank you, gals, for kind words. And as our producer Trudy Hart calls this one, a Halloween appetizer, Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster Mash, Tis the Season. For Superstition, from Stevie Wonder, a slew of folks wanted to hear that, including Shay, Stan, Nixie, and Pearlie, Hardier regulars all. Love playing with you guys in real time, you know it. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss any, want to hear them again? Follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts. And may they listen to you for select editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream for the Legal Eagle shows, and coming soon, Conversations on NYS Talk. All roads, by the way, lead back to our website, amybetharkley.com, where you'll find links to the podcast. Simple as that. And I know folks don't want to create now during this. It's hard sometimes. But when you have anger and fear and anxiety, just purge it out in the page. See what happens. Sometimes you can be really creative while you're in a downward spiral. And the Inspiration to Action Challenges helps some folks reconnect with their inner artist. Love it when it happens. Leon, Monticello, New York, gets our shout-out. Says, thanks for giving me the nudge at the right time in the right place. I'm writing again, and this time it doesn't feel like drudgery, at least for now. I appreciate that sentiment, Leon, because I know that feeling. Some days do feel like drudgery. But keep at it. Please keep us posted. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. Reach out via the website and let me know about your success stories. If you need a push in the right direction, reach out as well. We'll connect you with a creativity counseling conversation. First one is always on me. Do so via the website, amybetharkley.com, A-R-K-A-W-Y, easy access via the Twitter X feed, or just Google us. Hey, while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available in ebook and paperback from Cozy Care Press. Other anthologies and connections are available as well. As we said, links to the podcast, social media connections, one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkley.com. Other things in the news, though, that's interesting, a couple of, besides the GOP not finding a speaker, we'll see how that works out. Maybe Hakeem Jeffries will come through as a unity candidate. Not likely, but who knows? Stranger things have happened, I suppose. Bob Menendez, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, has got another charge added to his indictment. This time they say he was an unregistered agent for Egypt, and that's a big no-no. He's got to go. They've got to push him out. And George Santos, the congressman from New York, who's got so many charges against him, a slew of new charges, credit card fraud was alleged this week, because apparently he was taking money from his donors unbeknownst to them using those numbers. That's a big no-no. So he's really got to go, too. But he says he's allowed due process. And by the way, he says he didn't vote for Steve Scalise for speaker because he doesn't show leadership skills. Wise advice from the Congress's Karma Chameleon on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. These guys have to have lunch on a Mar-a-Lago with you-know-who. Disgraceful. Drain that swamp.
Loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say I'm a man without conviction? I'm a man who doesn't know how to feel a contradiction. You come and go, you come and go. Come, 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 come.
come and go, you come and go. Loving will be the only colors of life, my dream. Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go, you come and go. Loving will be the only colors of life, my dream. Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Of course, their classic Witch Girl on the Amy Beth Arkaby Show for Daphne, as we honor Daryl Hall with on his 77th birthday earlier this week. So he's the same age as the twice impeached, four times indicted, 91 criminal counts over his head, already found civilly liable for fraud, defamation, and sexual assault guy, the ex-Oval Office occupant. I think Daryl Hall is in better shape both physically and emotionally and artistically than you-know-who. So just saying. Age is relative. And Karma Chameleon, the theme song for Congress's Karma Chameleon, George Santos. He should dance his way out of Congress into a jail cell with that song. Maybe he can hang out with Bob Menendez and the former guy. They can be cellmates. Stranger things have happened, perhaps. There we go. And a couple of folks chiming in before we get out of here. Cassie says, thank you for the show. Very important to lighten things up with music. It makes you feel better, but this world is in a bad place. Yeah, I hear you on that one, Cassie, for sure. Tough day today. Hamas has declared it a day of rage. They're looking to, of course, obliterate Israel and kill Jews all over the world. Heightened security everywhere, although there's no immediate threat, they say, in the United States. But transportation hubs, they've upped their security, and folks should be very vigilant about places like synagogues and yeshivas, etc. Please be careful. Take care of each other. Hold everybody affected, Israelis, Palestinians, Americans, Europeans, anybody who's affected by this directly or indirectly. We're all affected by it as it shapes the world that we live in. But just hold everybody close in your thoughts and prayers, and be nice to each other. Share some kindness. That's an important thing to do indeed. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML Headquarters. Thank you so much for joining us. And please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkaway Show. I'll leave you with one from John Prine, who would have celebrated his 77th birthday earlier this week. And Handsome Johnny left us, oh, so many great songs. I love this one. It's a beauty called When I Get to Heaven. Remembering John Prine as we sashay out of here on the Amy Beth Arkaway Show. You know, I love you all. Reach out.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt of the world. Cause this old man is going to town. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business. I'm going to open up a nightclub called the Tree of Forgiveness and forgive everybody ever done me any harm. Why, I might even invite a few choice critics, those syphilitic parasitics. Buy them a pint of Smithicks and smother them with my charm. Cause then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt of world. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Get to heaven, I'm gonna take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you gonna do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm gonna go find my mom and dad and good old brother Doug. Well, I bet him and cousin Jackie are still cutting up a rug. I wanna see all my mama's sisters, cause that's where all the love starts. I miss them all like crazy. Bless her little hearts. And I always will remember these words my daddy said. He said, "Buddy, when you're dead, you're a dead peckerhead." I hope to prove him wrong. That is, when I get to heaven. Cause I'm going to have a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt of world. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Yeah, this old man is going to town.